Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway, and I'm John Hockenberry. When you have eyes on Mars and you have data no one else has, it's easy to start a rumor. That's correct. And 2 weeks ago, NASA did just that. The Curiosity mission chief scientist John Grotzinger was quoted as saying that the rover had recently gathered data for the history books. Well, there was a lot of flurry and anticipation about that, but they've since backed down. There's been considerable anticipation, however, that Curiosity will eventually discover Martian organic compounds, more signs of life. But Mars isn't the only planet with revelations to offer. There's apparently icy water on Mercury. If you're on your way to the sun, you can stop off there and refresh your drink. There's also the discovery of the largest black hole ever out in space. Denton Able knows a lot about the solar system, meteorites, and outer space in general. He's chair of the American Museum of Natural History's Division of Physical Sciences. Denton, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. It's great to be with you.
So you have all the blowtorches and particle accelerators and ray guns up there at the American Museum, right?
Well, they're big. Our X-ray diffraction item is about the size of a double-wide refrigerator. The one on Mars is about the size of a shoebox.
Oh, that's fantastic. So when you heard this for the history book stuff, what did you think it could possibly be? And I guess they backed off, so it's a little bit of a disappointment, yes?
Well, I was hoping we'd do organic chemistry on Mars, and I think we will eventually. But this was one for the history books is an interesting statement. And what does it actually mean? It means that it's historical to actually be on Mars with all this cool equipment, that's for sure.
Although at this point, one for the history book suggests that they found like some Legos or something up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Or bugs or E. coli or something. I don't know what it will find. But what they found is these heavy isotopes of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen in the soils. What we're looking for are light isotopes because life is lazy. And life likes to work with the lighter isotopes because it takes less energy to move them around in your cells or whatever. So the signature of life would be the light isotope enrichment, not heavy isotope enrichment is what we found.
All right, well, that's good to keep our eyes on. Now, what about water on Mercury? I would never have expected that close to the sun you could keep something frozen, but if your backside is away from the sun, I guess it gets pretty chilly.
Well, mine does. I don't know about yours. But these findings are basically three bits of evidence that all came together really nicely in a set of papers that was just published recently. And MESSENGER is another fantastic piece of equipment. And Mars gets all the press, I guess, but Mercury's really cool stuff is happening. We're seeing neat things. These craters are they're never illuminated by the sun. And so, yeah, things can freeze out there. And we think we also see organic compounds on top of the hydrogen-rich material underneath them in some of these craters. So it's exciting news. Oh, and yeah, maybe we can go have a cool drink on Mercury.
Well, and then on our way to this biggest black hole ever discovered, it's 1,000 light years across. It's an exploding quasar, yes?
I've heard about this, but this is a subject that is a little bit beyond my own personal expertise. I'm a planetary scientist. I'm a geologist. I know you sometimes have my colleague, Dr. Tyson, on your show, and he'd know more about that than I. But, yeah, it's exciting. I don't know what it means.
But could we use a NASA space warp drive that they announced within the last couple of weeks to actually
That's
get to a
really
place
cool.
like that?
I like that because this is a warp drive you can, in theory, you can test it on a very, very small scale in the laboratory. And that would be phenomenal. Now, that would be a history-making discovery of the first order.
Let's do that in one of your laboratories up there. Denton Able is chair of the American Museum of Natural History's Division of Physical Sciences, specializing in meteorites and what it took to form the solar system. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you, John.